Welcome to the Reassurance Podcast, brought to you by BCU Risk Advisors, your go-to podcast for all things related to personal insurance. Whether you're navigating the complexities of auto, home, health, or life insurance, our show is here to provide you with expert insights, practical tips, and valuable advice to help you make informed decisions. I'm your host, Chelsea Rabelais, an industry-leading insurance broker for successful individuals and families. We will be breaking down the complexities of insurance into simplified and straightforward language, empowering you to protect what matters most with confidence. Welcome back to the Reassurance Podcast, where we guide you through the complex world of personal insurance. Today's episode focuses on a topic that hits very close to home, especially for those in the Los Angeles area: claims best practices during a wildfire. In light of the recent wildfires, we want to ensure you're fully equipped to handle an insurance claim should you face property damage or displacement. Knowing what steps to take right after a loss can make a significant difference in how quickly and effectively you recover. Wildfires are unpredictable, and while the emotional toll is truly immeasurable, having a clear plan for navigating the claims process can provide you with some peace of mind. First up, filing a claim. If your property has been impacted, the first thing that you should do is file a claim immediately. Contact your insurance carrier and ensure that you get a claim number along with your adjuster's contact information. This ensures that you have a direct point of contact throughout the process. It's also essential for you to request a copy of your insurance policy, including the contract, so you can review it. Pay close attention to your policy limits, especially for the rebuilding costs and personal property coverage. Next up, retaining documentation. This can be critical for reimbursement. Please keep a detailed record of all your receipts and expenses as it relates to evacuation and you having to stay elsewhere while your home is uninhabitable. Emergency expenses. If you're displaced, again, save your receipts for temporary lodging, meals, clothing, and other necessities. These may be reimbursed under loss of use or additional living expenses, often referred to as ALE. And a golden rule that I like to tell my clients is, when in doubt, keep every receipt. You can sort them out later, but having them ensures you don't miss potential reimbursements. Another thing to make sure that you do is document your damage thoroughly. Once it's safe to return to your property, document everything before cleaning anything up. Take photos and videos of all damaged areas, include both inside and outside of your home. This is essential evidence for your claim. And typically, once a claim is filed, an adjuster will visit your property to essentially create their own report of documenting the damage. During an adjuster's visit and after the visit, make sure you ask for a copy of the report and keep a detailed log of every interaction you have with your insurer, including dates, times, and summaries of discussions. Thinking ahead, make sure you're starting on an inventory and also making sure that you're understanding long-term steps of a claim. And when I say an inventory of what was inside your house. So listing out your dishes, your clothes, your furniture, things like that. This task can probably seem very, very overwhelming, especially after a traumatic loss of losing your home or a substantially damaged home. But I do think that if you start this when you can, it will speed up your claims process. Include as much detail as possible: brand, model, and approximate value, especially for high-valued items of like electronics, furniture, and collectibles. And be aware, there are potential pitfalls that you may encounter, and we want to make sure that you're going through this claims process with your eyes wide open. In the aftermath of any disaster, it's important to be cautious about who you work with. Here are a few key things and people to watch out for. Public adjusters. While they can help manage very complex claims, these types of adjusters often take a percentage of your settlement as their fee. Engage them only if you face significant issues with your insurer. Assignment of benefits, also known as AOB. Avoid signing an AOB unless absolutely necessary, An AOB allows a third party, such as a contractor, to take control of your claim and deal directly with your insurance company. This can lead to inflated claims and payment disputes. Some mitigation companies. Many water and fire mitigation companies bill insurance directly. While they can play a crucial role in damage control, be cautious of any companies requesting an AOB or charging excessive fees. Some final thoughts as we are just barely beginning the claim process out in California. Dealing with the aftermath of a wildfire can be extremely overwhelming, but knowing what to do, what to avoid, can help you recover more smoothly. File your claim quickly, keep meticulous records, and always be cautious of third parties offering help with your claim. If you ever feel unsure about your decision, please reach out to your insurance advisor for guidance. At BCU Risk Advisors, we're also really here to help you navigate these difficult times. Please do not hesitate to reach out to us at any point in time if you just need some good advice. Stay safe, stay informed, and we'll see you next time. Thank you for listening.